Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's the only way things change.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
My interest is to give people the tools so that they have within their reach all the things they need to begin to apply and become scientists in their life. People don't know, if you don't know that those stress hormones are addictive, then you'll think they have power over you. If you don't think that you can change your thought, just because you have a thought, it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And when the moment I realized that, I was free, right? And if you isolate yourself a lot and you're not out in the world because of whatever, you'll start to believe every thought that you think is the truth. And so that challenge then of saying, okay, I do truly want to be happy. I do truly want to be healthy. I do truly want to have a life that is really empowering, that I feel good about. Okay, well, let's take a look. Like, if no different than, well, you use the example of Tiger Woods, no different than Tiger Woods watching himself swing on a video, observing himself play. No different than a person who stands in front of an audience and does a lecture and watches them do the lecture. Nobody else will see what they see. They'll see themselves very differently than anybody else. And they'll see themselves do it, and they'll want to self-correct. They'll want to evolve their experience. Now, because we got this big frontal lobe, 40% of our entire brain, that's our conscience. That's the seat of our awareness. That's our creative center. When we ask the question, what would it be like to be in a different life or to be happy? If instead of getting on your cell phone or instead of getting on your social media, or instead of turning on the TV or instead of calling a friend and instead of doing something to distract you from that possible answer, if you sat with it long enough and that creative center turned on, it would naturally scan the whole entire landscape of the brain, because it's the CEO, it's the symphony leader, it has connections to all parts of the brain. And it's going to look out over the landscape of the brain and look at the knowledge you've learned and the experiences that are stitched in your brain that are associated with what you know to answer that question. And as it calls up these different networks of neurons, once the brain fires in tandem, you get an image or a picture in your mind, and that's called intention. You see a new possibility, right? So then this is why I am passionate about what we're doing. I never thought, Rangan, that I would see the kind of changes in people's physical health that I've seen in the last 2 years. Now, people do the best with what they think is available. If you don't know that this is possible, you are going to make the same choice. And that may be relying on some pharmaceutical, something outside of you, some therapy, whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. But if your response hasn't changed in your life, the efficacy of whatever you're doing is going to be diminished. Okay, so once I now know that people could heal from different health conditions, and there's evidence in the science and there's evidence in testimony, like the person that you just recited, that's one of many, many people that have had that experience. Mm-hmm. When they stand on the stage at our week-long retreats and we call them up, why do I call them up on the stage? Because they are speaking the truth. They are the example of truth. And I want people to become aware of that possibility. Why? Because if you're unaware of it, it doesn't exist for you. Consciousness is awareness, right? And so then with consciousness, you can't have consciousness without energy. So there, that thought of another possibility is a different energy. It's a different possibility. And so now, once you know it's possible, then, okay, now let's get down to stepping in the footprints that other people have left behind. Why? If you're telling the story of your past every single day and 50% of that isn't even the truth, then you're reliving a miserable life that you never even had. all for the reason to excuse yourself from change. Stop telling the story of your past and start telling the story of your future. Stop romancing your past and start romancing your future. Why not fall in love with your future as much as you've fallen in love with your past? If I do this as an experiment, and you're scientifically minded, make your life the experiment. Make your life the experiment. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to be uncomfortable if I start making different choices. Okay, but I'm not going to white knuckle it and stay in this unknown. No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to work on making my brain work better. Let's work on making my heart work better. Let's put the whole thing together and let's practice. Yeah. And so then in the beginning, if it doesn't happen in 2 days, most people quit. Why? Because Amazon Prime can deliver to your door in a day and you're used to that kind of entitlement of convenience. Creating really and making change, if it took you 5 years to develop this health condition, it may take you a little time to uncreate it. But what you're looking for is those small, subtle shifts in your life and in your body. Once you start seeing those changes take place, now you're more invested. And you can't believe in a new future without believing in yourself. And you can't believe in yourself without believing in a new future. You have to choose yourself every single day. So the person who's, when the drugs and everything else wasn't working, they were their own resource, and they understood that this was their medicine. And so every day they said, how did I do at the end of my day? When did I fall from grace? When did I go unconscious? When did I return back to the old me? Let me rehearse it. Tomorrow I want to evolve my experience. And it was no longer about healing. It was about changing. And they stand on the stage and they say, oh God, I just realized that I have to work on this more with my eyes open. I have to stay in this emotional state. I have to keep the vision alive in my mind. And it's so much easier to forget that vision of your future than to remember it. And it takes repetition and practice. And there is a very strong change that goes on when people start making the effort. So simple thing to do, wake up in the morning before you reach for your cell phone, ask yourself, who do I no longer want to be? Let me write down the thoughts today. Let me become so conscious of I can't, this is horrible, I hate my life. Let's just stop that thought, because that thought is going to produce a chemical that's going to signal your body to feel a certain way. Let's become aware of how I behave. Write down two behaviors. Do I complain? Do I blame? Do I rush? Write them down and just commit them. Review them in your mind. What emotions do I want to no longer feel today, or at least stay conscious of? Do I feel sadness? Do I feel suffering? Do I feel fear? Do I feel anxiety? Let me just become conscious of those. And if I start feeling that, I just want to become aware and see if I can change it. Okay, what do I want to change to? When I feel that, let me think this way. Let me review that. Let me review how I'm going to behave. Let me rehearse it in my mind. Let me teach my body emotionally. I want to be able to feel this feeling over and over again, so well, I'll keep practice feeling it till I can feel it on command. Wow. Now that's greatness. You know, that's getting out of the bleachers and getting on the playing field. And it's not going to be a linear process. But catching yourself. And when it matters the most is when it's the hardest. That's when it matters the most.
And this wraps up today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you felt moved by today's episode, feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or subscribe for future episodes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.